Lively Stones Meditations. Thursday, 30th September 2021. Rise, let us be going. A report on our Tuesday gathering, 28th September 2021. Our opening praise was, Come bless the Lord, O ye servants of the Lord, which led into a time of prayer and intercession. There is always a sense that we are still searching for our voice with Him, if you understand what we mean. After our first gathering, we've not all been together, which is accepted and usual, but it's also much missed, particularly after our enforced pandemic estrangement. There is assuredly no insistence on attendance ever. It has always been come if you can, and we send our blessings if you cannot, whatever the reason. And as we're not getting any younger, there are plenty of reasons. But a sadness remains when we are apart. Happily, love also remains. We were led initially to Matthew 26, 40-46, which says, Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. There is an everlasting supply in these words, but we held on to those particular words, Rise, let us be going. We cannot be swanning about letting our things happen around us. See, my betrayer is at hand. It is always so. Satan and the demonic are always snapping at our heels, and the imprecation to watch and pray lest you enter into temptation has never been more prescient. Watch became the word for our gathering at that point, with Carter Conlon's word from It's Time to Pray for 27th September. God is raising up an end time army, being an important call to arms again. There is an audio file for this available below. It lasts for about a minute. Psalm 131, verse 3 says, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Led us to consider watching and waiting, just like the father awaiting the return of the prodigal son, which is really about being spiritually alert and the expectation, if not knowing, that he, Father God, is going to do something. It is our understanding. Ephesians 1:18 says, The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What wonderful reassurance. Hebrews 2:1-13 came next. Deuteronomy 10:20-21, followed by Proverbs 8:10-21. Leading to Galatians 5:22-26 on the fruits of the Holy Spirit and resting in 1 Corinthians 13, but hath not love. The Holy Spirit was not finished with us yet, and we looked at darkness and light with scripture quotes including Isaiah 60, verse 2, "Darkness shall cover the earth." Jill heard the Lord asking her to read from the book of Jude, which concludes with the stirring lines, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Saviour, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." Our meeting finished there, except it didn't, but with discussion afterwards, with a thought or two about binding the strong man, and a discussion onto the subject of the Ammonites, of which more another time. Our songs were, "Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Here I am to bow down, Majesty. I exalt thee. Our God is an awesome God. We have come into his house. Praise is the power of heaven. He is the King of kings. And hallelujah." A Holy Command. Oswald Chambers on Love. What a rest comes when the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. I realise that God is love, not loving. Consequently, he has to be very stern. There is no such thing as God overlooking sin. That is where people make a great mistake with regard to love. They say, God is love, and of course he will forgive sin. God is holy love, and he cannot forgive sin. Jesus Christ did not come to forgive sin. He came to save us from our sins. The salvation of Jesus Christ removes the sinner out of my heart and plants in the saint. That is the marvellous work of God's grace. From Biblical Psychology. And the song today is "I Exalt Thee," sung by Kim Walker Smith and Jesus Culture. Bless you all.